You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're going to start a new program here today, and we're going to look today at the book of 1 Timothy. This is one of the Apostle Paul's, well, we call this a pastoral letter. This is one of the letters he sent to one of the young proteges that were under his tutelage, Timothy being one of them. Of course, now, as you remember, he was half Greek, half Jewish. His mother was Jewish and his grandmother Jewish, but his father was a Greek. If you remember back in the book of Acts, you remember all of the trouble the Apostle Paul was getting into for having Timothy with him. And they falsely accused him of bringing a Greek into the temple, which was a lie. So you can read more about that, more about who Timothy was in the book of Acts. But I find this interesting, and that is I want to look at this book here today and look at it and think, and always remember that this is a letter from a pastor to another pastor. And let's remember that as we go through this book here today and see how far we fall short in the Church of Jesus Christ here today as opposed to how it was back in Paul's day. Or else you wonder, you know, as a pastor, I always wonder, you know, what would Paul say to me as a pastor? If the Apostle Paul came into our services and came in as my boss to judge me on how I was doing as a pastor, what would he write? What would he say? We do that with other things. If you were a member of the Galatian church and you went up to the Apostle Paul and said, "Hey, Apostle, what thinkest thou? How am I doing?" The Apostle Paul would say to you, if you were a faithful Galatian and followed the leaders there, Paul would say, "You make me sick, friend. You have fallen away from grace. You who attempt to be justified by the law." Those are words you wouldn't want to hear. Words I wouldn't want to hear. Let's look here at this letter. See what the Apostle Paul says to Timothy for his instructions. Now, this letter was written. This is one of his prison epistles written the first time he was in prison. 2 Timothy was written a whole nother time. That was written in his second time in jail, or at least let's say his last time in jail. He wrote that under Nero. He wrote that near death, and he knew that. 2 Timothy chapter 4 is the last thing that Paul ever wrote when he said, "My departure is at hand, and I've finished the race. I've kept the faith." But here today, we're going to start this book in between programs here, 1 Timothy. Let's start it here too in the New American Standard I want to read today. Lord God, we praise you in the house today. We ask for your blessings on this program here. Lead us and guide us here by your word. Speak to us through your word. Help us to be doers of your word, not just hearers. Speak to us. We listen for your voice. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The book of 1 Timothy, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, according to the commandment of God our Savior and of Christ Jesus, who is our hope. Well, I thought it would be the Lord Jesus as our Savior. Well, it's interchangeable. Interchangeable. We read throughout the book of Isaiah, too. God says, there is no other Savior other than me. How can that be? I'll tell you. And that is, God is our Savior. And Jesus Christ is God. We worship and serve the triune God. All three persons of the Trinity are God. There's no conflict here. When God said in the book of Isaiah, there is no other Savior than me, he meant exactly what he said. In the book of John, chapter 20, I think it's verse 29, Thomas says to the Lord Jesus, probably bowed down right before him, and said to him, my Lord and my God. When Jesus said to the Pharisees in John 8:58, he said, Prin Abraham genisthai ego eimi, which is, in English, before Abraham was, I am. Which the Jews knew exactly what he meant by that, because they picked up stones to throw at him, because he called himself Jehovah. Way back in the book of Exodus, chapter 3, you read that when what God said to Moses, he said, I am who I am. That is ego eimi in the Greek Septuagint. I am, you are, he is. It's the verb to be. That's who God is. That's a man's feeble attempt at putting the name of God into English. I am. The Greek Septuagint reads, ready for this one, friend? When Moses asked him what his name is, my Greek Old Testament says, I am the being. I love that name for God. Now Jesus says, that's me. I am. He is God. So when you read, there is no other Savior other than God, right, there is no other Savior other than God. And Jesus Christ is God, same as the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 5, when Ananias and Sapphira had lied to the Holy Ghost, Peter says, you have not lied to men, you have lied to God, because the Holy Spirit is God. He's a person. Ephesians 4:30 says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. He's a person. You can't grieve the wind or an inanimate object. He's a person. All three persons are three persons of the Trinity, and they're all God. So it doesn't matter if it says God my Savior or Jesus my Savior, because Jesus Christ is God. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, according to the commandment of God our Savior and of Christ Jesus, who was our hope, to Timothy, my true child in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, Timothy was the pastor of the church at Ephesus. Some famous people have been the pastor and the head person at the church at Ephesus. Paul was. Remember, he started it there. Also, Timothy, when he's writing this, Timothy is the pastor there at that church. We read in the book of Revelation, some 30 years later, the Lord Jesus dictated a letter to John to take to the current pastor at Ephesus. Also, the apostle John was the head spiritual leader there. At the end of his life, in his 90s, he was the bishop there at Ephesus. So it's a long history of men of God there at the church at Ephesus. And that's what Timothy was at this time. This is a letter from one pastor to another on how to do the Christian faith, on how to be a good pastor, on how to stand strong. Let's get to the meat of this. To Timothy, my true child in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, as I urged you upon my departure from Macedonia to remain on at Ephesus, so that you may instruct certain men not to teach strange doctrines, nor to pay attention to myths and endless genealogies, which give rise to mere speculation rather than furthering the administration of God, which is by faith. And isn't that the truth? Don't we see that today? People that chase endless genealogy. So remember, I want to look at this letter and say that if the Apostle Paul was sitting here today, what would he think? Or if I ran into him somewhere and I asked him, what do you think? How am I doing? You're an apostle. You've been around since the first century. How am I doing? Well, here's point number one. Quit chasing and following after endless genealogies. You're wasting your time. That is, if you're trying to find the origins of things or endless, worthless, if you're chasing something you've got no right chasing, or things that don't amount to a hill of beans, he's not happy with it. And he's instructing this pastor not to let that happen under his watch. I urge you that you instruct certain men not to teach strange doctrines, nor pay attention to myths and endless genealogies, which give rise to mere speculation, rather than furnishing or furthering the administration of God, which is by faith. Verse 5, but the goal of our instruction is love from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. Amen to that. That's what it's all about, isn't it? Love. This is the one true sign of your salvation, friends. Remember, that's what the Lord Jesus said many times, specifically John 13:35. By this all men will know that you're my disciples, that you love one another. Also 1 John 3:14. By this all men will know. Well, by this we know we've passed from death unto life, that we love the brethren. This is the evidence of your salvation. This is what should be written in the hymnals or the front pages of your Bibles in the church pew, if you have one of them, or a hymn book. The evidence of your salvation is loving your brethren. The goal of our instruction, Paul says, is love from a pure heart. Remember, Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You know, I was teaching this recently in the book of in Matthew chapter 5 when our church was going through the Sermon on the Mount. And, you know, we all who are born again have been given a pure heart. Why? Because God has done a heart transplant in it. He promised. If you go back and read in the book of Ezekiel 36, around verse 24 and 25, God is the one who promises to give us a new heart. He says, I will replace that heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And you and I have been given a pure heart. Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart. These are the instruction Paul gives us. The goal of our instruction, that is the number one thing, his goal as his instruction as an apostle of Jesus Christ, is love from a pure heart, with a good conscience, and a sincere faith. This is going to be a great study, friends. Each and every day through this book of 1 Timothy, we're going to look and compare ourselves to this letter from one pastor to another. We'll be back again soon with a new program. Until then, you're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD